Bible reading number 18, Genesis 13, verses 1 through 18. Abraham and Lot separated. So Abram went up north, out of Egypt, into the Negev. Abram, Abram's wife, and everyone and everything that he had left Egypt. Lot was with him too. Lot was his nephew. Abram was very rich. He owned much livestock and a lot of silver and gold. He traveled on from the Negev to Bethel, to the place where he had pitched his tent at the start, between Bethel and Ai. He returned to the place of the altar which he had made there at the beginning, and there Abram worshipped the Always Present One. Lot, who traveled with Abram, also owned flocks of sheep and goats, and cattle and tents. The pastures were not able to support life for both of them together. Their total possessions were too large. They were not able to stay together in the same place. So there was trouble between those who watched over Abram's livestock and those who watched over Lot's livestock. The people of Canaan and of Perez were living in the country at that time. Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there be no trouble between me and you, or between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. We are brothers. All the pastures are in front of you. Please, separate your group from mine. If you go to the left, then I will go to the right. However, if you go to the right, then I will go to the left." Lot looked up and saw that all around the Jordan Valley there was plenty of water. This was before the Always Present One destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It was like a garden of the Always Present One, like the land of Egypt, as one travels to the town of Zoar. So Lot chose the whole Jordan Valley for himself. They separated from one another, and Lot headed east. Abram's group stayed in the countryside of Canaan, but Lot's group settled near the towns of the valley. He began to live closer and closer to the town of Sodom. The men of Sodom were evil. They sinned openly against the Always Present One, even flagrantly. After Lot's group separated from Abram's group, the Always Present One said to Abram, "Look up now from the place where you are. Look in all directions, north, south, east, and west. I will permanently give to you and to your descendants all the land that you see. I will cause your descendants to be as numerous as the dust of the earth. If someone were able to count the dust particles of the earth, then he would also be able to count the total number of your descendants. Get up, walk throughout the country, as long as it is and as wide as it is, because I will give it to you." So Abram moved all his tents. He came to the oaks of Mamre, which were at the town of Hebron, and he lived there. There he also built an altar to the Always Present One.